God bless you. Welcome to podcast number 110. Come on, Dr. Timothy D. Poston, Sr. Help us get started here today. Come on now. God bless you. This is Reverend C.L. Jones from Diamond Grove Baptist Church, 127 Diamond Grove Road, Skippers, Virginia. God bless you. Since we have gone over the 100 pods, we have been trying something a little bit different. Every fifth podcast, we do something that we're going to call Favorite on the Fives. That's where every fifth pod, we will at random ask someone to give us their favorite Bible story. And today we have Daniel and Sandra Garrett.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Fort Virginia, live, and I will be introducing my husband, Deacon Daniel Garrett, and myself, his wife, Sandra Garrett. And we are glad to share this evening with you. Deacon Garrett will be speaking on Jesus is tested in the wilderness. Matthew 4, verse 1 through 11.
Jesus Christ was tested in the wilderness by the tempter, which is Satan. And Jesus was tempted 3 times. The Word of God is a powerful thing we need in our lives. And we need to always study the Bible to make sure the Word of God is in us when we be tempted. So when we get tempted, we are tempted by things we know that's sinful. Let's say that Word of God in our heart so we be able to resist the devil. Thank you.
Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you, Sandra and Daniel. If you have your swords, can you turn it to Matthew chapter 4? Let's look at verses 1 through 11. And it reads as follows. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and sitteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said it unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus answered him, It is written again, Thou should not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdom of the world and the glory of them, and saith unto him, All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shall thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. God's blessed word for God's blessed people. If I was tagging this, I would tag it the word that is in us. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we love you and praise you. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Father, we ask for forgiveness of our sins. And Lord, we ask that you will allow this vessel to decrease and your Holy Spirit to increase so that we all may hear what thus said the Lord. Father, we call it a victory in your word already in Jesus' name. Amen. The word that is in us. Most that believe in the Creator God will say that God knows everything. We saw in the scriptures how God knew us before we did. For an example, Jeremiah 1 and 5 begins, "Before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee." God created us, so it would be natural for him to know all that there is to know about us. But some may argue that God is a divine being from another dimension or dispensation. So how can he feel how we feel? How can Elohim, Yahweh, El Shaddai, know what it feels like to be bullied or battered or broken? My answer is that God knows exactly how it feels because he became us. John 1:14 starts off by saying, "And the word was made flesh and dwelt among us." Jesus, the word, is God in the flesh. He knows our pain. And he even knows our temptations. Matthew 4:1-11 reveals Jesus being tempted. And on every time, he would reference the word. Deacon Daniel had it dead on when he said that we need the word of God in our hearts. It is the word that is in us that would help us to survive the tricks of the devil. John told us of these tricks, and now we are going to make the devil mad because Jesus is about to show them to us. John wrote in 1 John 2:16, "For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world." Have any of us ever been tempted by the lust of our flesh? What about the lust of our eyes? Or what about our pride? Or even of all three? Well, the word says that Jesus was led after fasting for 40 days and 40 nights by the Spirit into the wilderness just to be tempted by the devil. Note that the devil starts with the lust of the flesh. Knowing that Jesus would be hungry, he tempted his body with bread. Note how he said to Jesus, if thou be the Son of God, make bread out of these stones. And in Matthew 4:4 stated, "But he answered and said, it is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." So the devil's flesh lust failed. So then The devil went up into a holy city, took Jesus on a pinnacle of the temple. After trying to appeal to what he could show Jesus, he tempted him to jump. Again, if thou be the Son of God. The devil even tried to use some word, Psalms 91:11. But in Matthew 4:7, Jesus said unto him, it is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. So it would appear that the attempt on the lust of the eyes also fails. But then we noted that by now, the real reason for the devil tempting came out. Again, the devil took him high, showing Jesus all the kingdoms of the world and told him that he could have all the glory if he would just bow down to him and worship him. The devil was showing his true color of pride. What he always wanted was for Jesus to worship him. All he wants us to do is to worship him. But in Isaiah 14:14, it spoke about how the devil said that he would be like the Most High God. But word seems to always win. Matthew 4:10, then said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him alone shall I serve. When Jesus became flesh as a man, he did it to serve the Father. He hung on Calvary, on that cross on Calvary for us, but he was serving the Father, not his will, but thy will. And when Jesus died on that cross, he was buried in that grave as God, trusting God to rise God out of that grave. And in 3 days, he did it. Oh, everything that happens to me, it was good. God did it. Picked me up, turned me all around, placed my feet solid ground. Everything that happened to me, it was good. God did it. God bless you. Yes, I don't know who have or who have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, but if you haven't or if you're not sure, say this prayer with me. Say, Lord, I believe that Jesus is the virgin-born Son of Mary. Lord, I believe they went to Calvary's Hill and died for my sins. Lord, I ask forgiveness of my sins. Lord, thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. The word said, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, thou shalt be saved. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for allowing us to know that the word will always override temptations. So Father, teach us and help us to teach each other how to use your word in our troubles and in our trials. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, God bless you. We want to send a special shout out and thanks to Sister Sandra and Deacon Daniel Garrett for helping us today. And like I always say, keep each other in prayer. And until we meet again. We'll be right back.